If a little child is in the floor and you see that he has several toys down there, you might say, would you please pick up the blank off the floor for the child? Or those are the child's blanks?
Pretty.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end, Marie. I know you're glad. You're awful tired,
aren't you? I hope it amounts to something.
Yeah, it's still on, all right, but I just want to, you know, kind of get some conversation here.
I hope it's not too bad.
Well, I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure it'll be a lot of help to us.
This thing here kind of makes you nervous and makes me forget things that I used to know and I can't remember no more.
Well, I
that's a sign of getting old.
No, you're, how old are you?
69.
Yeah. Now, back to this, didn't you tell me that you were born in this community?
Yeah, in this same house I'm living
in. Well, that's what I thought. And how old?
Been 69 years, the 20th of this month.
And how old do you think this house is?
Well, part of this house is 90 years old.
And where it has been remodeled
a lot. But that room in there, that's the main room. The first one that was built was just a little log cabin. You know, that's a log room. And it's been added on to. But that's been 90 years ago.
My goodness. And all this then was added on.
Yeah.
And so much has been done to it you can't even tell now that it's...
That room in there, what we call the living room now, used to be the fireplace room, which we call the front room, is the log room, and that's the room that I was born in.
My goodness. Well, were all the other children, your brothers and sisters, born here too?
No, they was born down at the next place out here, and over on the Garden City and Bluntsville Road, where I told you about the Rube Burr story.
Yeah. That was a long, long time ago.
You see, my oldest sister would have been 98 years old.
Mm. Well, now, I notice this community has changed a lot since I was here last. All of these houses around here, are these relatives or?
No. You see, we have two preachers lives up here in trailers, and we have Mr. and Mrs. is on the hill. They no relation. And lives out. They're just good neighbors and good friends.
But these people have not been here a long time.
No, not But we have some in this community that has been here. The generation, you know, they've been here ever since came here.
Yeah. Well, now, how long would you say that the do you know anything about how the came to this area to be called community?
Well, my grandfather entered this land. My grandfather on this, you know, from the river bridge down here, back across this mountain, he owned a section of land. And my grandfather Rutherford was over on the other mountain. He also owned a section of land.
Well, now I've heard reference to the schoolhouse.
Yeah. Now that's that little house down below the church house that used to be the schoolhouse.
And that was the only schoolhouse in this area?
Yeah. That's the only one. We either had to go there or the Bluntsville or Hansville.
And do you know how many grades the schoolhouse had?
Well, it went to the 10th grade.
And that's where you